Today is going to be a little bit different of an episode. We're going to do a little bit more motivational talking for any listeners that want to change their mindset, but also get out of a rut that they might be in when they're dealing with their gut health. Because I know personally, when I was really dealing with a flare-up with my ulcerative colitis, I've dealt with multiple flare-ups, but when I was at my lowest, it's very difficult to, again, to have a positive outlook on life. And therefore, today's episode is going to dive deeper into that. And hopefully, this can help anyone that's listening, give them a little bit more hope, give them a little bit of a vision. And hopefully, there's a little bit of tidbit of information that you can take home and share this with other people that are dealing with gut health issues. Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Michael Forstner, and welcome to the Kaleidoscope Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to anyone that's suffering with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease or any type of GI issue. Our goal is to dive deeper into understanding things that can help us improve our GI system. So join us each week where we dive deeper into anything that can be beneficial for us. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore form and contain a patent strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. So today's episode, like I said, it is slightly different because we are doing more of a motivational talking about where someone might be mentally when they're dealing with their health, especially if they're having GI issues. Now, I really recall this back in 2018. If you haven't heard my story before, I'll give you a summary real quick here. But 2018 had a massive flare-up, lost about 40, 50-ish pounds in roughly a month. It was very quickly how quickly my body was rapidly declining. I could barely move. I had such bad joint pain. I couldn't even go up the stairs, down the stairs. I could barely lift my leg above the bathtub just to lay in the bath, which again, that was one of the only things that I found soothing, was just sitting in a bathtub. And really, that's all I could even think about was how can I get to my next bathtub just again so I can get some of this relaxation. Because when you're dealing with so much inflammation, it's very difficult for a person to even think about anything else. And again, this is why I want to talk about this, is because when you are in a crisis mode or you're having a bad health thing going on, whether it's GI, anything else, you are constantly thinking about how you can get better. And that is the main goal, because I always tell patients this, your health is your greatest wealth. Because like I said, if you do not have proper health, if you're dealing with something really difficult, you can't focus on anything else, because all you're trying to focus on is your health getting better. Because once it is better, now you can start reaching out to all those other goals you want to get, whether it's say running a 5K, 10K, a marathon, and whether it's starting a business, whether it's going and doing some traveling, things like that. But when you're having health issues, you can't even think about that, because all you're going to think about is like, well, how can I even walk that distance? How can I even sit or think about going to the bathroom all the time if I'm trying to travel? These are things you're constantly thinking about, or the person's thinking about. And this is really important when you talk to these people, because sometimes you have to fully understand where they're coming from. And I hate to say it, but when you're dealing with a GI issue, sometimes people don't think you actually have an issue because you look fine. And they'll even joke, man, I wish I had that issue because I could lose weight then too. Trust me, you do not want to have something like that. It is debilitating. And like I said, I was in the hospital for multiple days. Luckily, I had perfect staff that took care of me, got me back to where I needed to be. And it's been a long road getting back to where I am now, where again, I feel so much better. I'm able to do so much more. And that's why, again, I have this podcast to, again, kind of create a pathway for people that are struggling with ulcerative colitis, especially, or any type of GI issue. But like I said, the main focus, though, is your health. And I've heard this analogy before. So again, I'm ripping it from someone else. I can't remember who exactly came up with it. But your health literally sits like a table. So you can put multiple things on top of that table. But if you do not have that health, the proper health, and say there's one leg missing, when you start adding some stuff, that table is going to tip over. So you have to make sure that your health is stable. Because once it is stable, that's when you can start building from there. And this, again, takes a long pathway for some people, because whether you are dealing with a GI issue, you're going to have to take some type of supplements, cut out certain foods, get more rest, more water, do certain things, change your lifestyle up, because what you're doing currently that got you into this situation is more likely not going to get you out of that situation. So let me just say that again. What you were currently doing that got you into this flare-up, whichever got you into this bad GI health, more likely than not, that is not going to get you out of it. So here's an analogy. If I go to McDonald's every single day for a whole year and all of a sudden I start having gut health issues, do you think if I keep going to McDonald's, that is going to help my gut health issues? No. So this is one thing that I always tell patients. You have to have a mindset change, because again, if you don't think about how you are living currently or how you were living before you were doing all this and don't change it, it's very, very difficult to even change it all if that's even possible. So again, first things first, you have to have a mindset change. Now, again, this takes a lot of time because, like I just said earlier, if you're dealing with constant inflammation, dealing with all these issues, it's very, very difficult to change your mindset. But this is where you talk to someone, whether, again, you sign up for some type of program. Again, I'm not trying to say you need to sign up for my program or anything, but if you've talked to someone that can really talk to you, help you, give you some more information, this will help you out. And like I said, this is one key factor that you really need to address. Now, along those lines as well, again, mental health, massive, massive thing you really need to take care of, because if you do not, again, it's very difficult to do these other things. But the other thing I definitely always recommend is looking at some type of supplementation to, again, get your gut health reactivated, getting it back to where it should be, because when it's been bombarded so many times with all these toxins, and again, when I say toxins, certain foods, again, are not healthy for you, so a Big Mac, ice cream, things like this. This itself is going to feed the bad bacteria in your gut. So by supplementing certain things in, and again, I have a program that does this. So again, if you ever want to reach out, we can always talk about how this can help you with your gut health. But you're going to have certain things that are going to want to bind to those bad toxins or those bad bacteria and actually pull those out of your body and help you repopulate the good microbiota in your gut health. Because when you start having all the good bacteria repopulate, overtake your gut health, you're gonna see and feel a whole lot different. And again, on top of that, you also have to have some healing, some type of soothing way to, again, heal up those ulcers in your gut health. Now, again, that's with ulcerative colitis. If you have other issues, that's a different pathway, but still, you have to have these supplements. And a lot of times people think, oh yeah, I don't need supplements, I get all my stuff from the foods that you get. In reality, if you are having gut health, you may be getting, and I'm air quoting here, but you obviously can't see me, you may be getting the record amount of, say, a vitamin throughout your day. But again, if you are having gut health issues, you are not absorbing most of that vitamin, mineral, supplement, whatever you're taking, because there's so much inflammation, so it just gets kicked right through your GI system. And guess what? You're not absorbing any of that, which is also why I lost so much weight, because I wasn't absorbing any nutrients. So again, that might be something why you're also not gaining weight, or again, having a hard time putting weight back on, is because your gut health isn't fully healed up and you're not absorbing the nutrients. So this is where supplements make a huge role. Once you start taking those supplements, you start absorbing, because again, you're going to have so much in the body that, say, you only absorb 10%. Well, if you have it, say, 100% higher, that's more percentage you're actually going to absorb, even though it's 10%. And then again, I'm just throwing simple math out there. But like I said, you rev up the supplements for a while, get your body back to what it should be, and then you can be back to the normal baseline. But again, this is just generally speaking, because everyone is different. So again, each person that I ever talked to, it's slightly different with them. But again, just giving you a general idea on why that's a big factor. Because once you do fix your gut health with supplements as well, you're actually going to actually heal that brain-gut barrier, because what you're doing, you're healing the gut, that sends less inflammation up to the brain, and therefore your brain's going to function better, which is also going to help with your mental capacity. So again, they go back and forth. So today's episode, like I said, was a little bit different, but I think this is a warranted episode because I think sometimes people forget how important your mental health can possibly be and how you can actually change that, but also why you need to have supplements. Because a lot of times people, again, will think, I don't need supplements. But like I just said earlier, if you're having gut health issues, you're not absorbing those supplements. You're not absorbing the nutrients you need from your food. And therefore, again, you're maybe just getting by each and every day, if that. And therefore, again, it's a slippery slope where you can start having more and more issues. So that is all I have to you in this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I greatly appreciate it. If you do share this with other people, give it a 5-star rating if you really enjoyed it. If you do have any questions, always feel free to reach out to me. You can reach out on Instagram, The Kaleidoscope. You can go to my website, thekaleidoscope.com, sign up for our newsletter, message me in there, or even on Facebook. All those areas, and even on this podcast, you can message me if you have any questions or are more interested in what we offer. Again, message me. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. And as always, stay healthy, and I will see you in our next episode. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share it with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.